You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for July 1999. This is issue number 172, and this is your tired friend, Vobey, speaking to you, the publisher of DX Audio Service. If you'd like to become a member of the DX Audio Service and live in the United States of America, the cost is $25. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $28. To Mexico and the Caribbean, it's $32. And to Europe and elsewhere, it's $38. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep the cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send it to me at 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. If you have any questions, you can reach me at 419-228-4199. However, allow a few days for a return call if I'm not in. The fax number is 419-221-1609. And the member's action line is 419-224-1609. If you're on the internet, you can send me email at fredv, that's F-R-E-D-V, at nrcdxas.org. And by the way, the National Radio Club's webpage is appropriately at www.nrcdxas.org.
Hi, caramba!
Well, if you remember two issues back, I offered a challenge in the form of a series of questions with a prize to be awarded to the person who got the most answers correct. And in the event of a tie, there would be a draw. Well, I guess those questions were pretty hard, as some of our old regulars didn't even try, and nobody got a perfect score. However, we do have a winner, and the winner is Wayne Ryan of Brantford, Ontario. For his answers, Wayne will be sent a Sony SRF-42 FM and AM stereo AMAX Walkman radio.
Cool.
This radio is powered by two AA batteries and comes with a set of headphones and a belt holder. Now, what I found nice about this radio is the fact that you can plug in a pair of computer speakers that you buy for about $19.95 and have a real impressive table radio if you choose not to use the headphones. Wayne, it's on its way to you. So, after you've had some time to try it out, please send us your review of the performance of this radio and any comments you might have about its operation so others may know a little bit more about this receiver. And we'll have another contest coming up shortly here on the DX Audio Service. On another winning front, I just finished the 25th annual St. Jude Children's Telethon here in Lima. The telethon, which was broadcast on WLIO television, brought in over $730,400 for the Children's Hospital from a community which is about 330,000 people. So it was a good turnout. From the technical side, myself and about a dozen engineers turned a center court of a mall into a broadcast studio, including stages for the hosts and five different groups of singers and performers. Needless to say, after setting things up, staying during the whole telethon, and then tearing things down at 3 a.m. in the morning and getting home about 6 in the morning, I'm pooped. So, on this issue, I think you're going to be sitting back and listening to other editors do the talking, starting it off with Mr. Jerry Starr and look at the AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch, right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's world-famous DX News Magazine. Reference number for this month is 457, and we begin with these call letter changes. On 690, the news station that will be taking over the 690 frequency in Montreal, Quebec, the call there will be CIQC. 760 WBDN Brandon, Florida, changing to WLCC. 820 WZTM in Largo, Florida, another station in the Tampa Metro, changing calls to WMGG. 950 WIDB Chicago, Illinois becomes WNPD. On 1100 WJBW in Jupiter, Florida, last month we told you they changed to WBDE. Well, that was a typo that we got directly from your friends at the FCC. That call should be WDBE. 1220 WSME Sanford, Maine becomes WPHX. 1230 KISO Phoenix, Arizona. We thought this call was disappearing from the AM band, but it's just changing frequency. The new call there will be KOY. Also on 1230 WNOR in Norfolk, Virginia, this call has been around forever. They're changing to WJOI. And on 1230 KDLK in Del Rio, Texas becomes KTJK. 1280 KEXX in Denver, Colorado. They were going to change to KXKL, but now they have decided to change to KVOD. The voice of Denver returns on a new frequency. 1360 KGME in Glendale, Arizona becomes KFDJ. 1440 WCDL, Carbondale, Pennsylvania changing to WKJN. 1450 WODZ in Rome, New York becomes WYFY. 1490 KBVI Boulder, Colorado changing to KWAB. 1520 KQKL Albuquerque, New Mexico changing calls again, this time to KSYU. And on 1570 WKDB in Towson, Maryland changes to WNST. One grant of interest on 850 CKVL in Verdun, Quebec. Everyone's been wondering what's going to happen to 940 now that the CBC has vacated it. Well, CKVL will be moving to 940 kilohertz. The city of license will remain Verdun, and they will be 50,000 watts day and night with separate antenna patterns day and night. And moving into otherness on 710 KUET in Black Canyon City, Arizona, this station has been silent for quite some time. They have returned to the air simply to protect the license. They're operating with a temporary power of just 20 watts, and they will continue to do so until their new facility is built and on the air. 1050 KBBV, Big Bear Lake, California is silent. Also on 1050 WLYV, Williamsport, Pennsylvania is silent. 1230 KHDN, Hardin, Montana has returned to the air. 1320 WKPG, Port Gibson, Mississippi. The application to move to 1020 kHz has been dismissed at their applicant's request, and so WKPG will remain on 1320. 1360 WWLG, Baltimore, Maryland is silent. Also on 1360 WBLC, Lenoir City, Tennessee has returned to the air. 1400 WBTB, Beaufort, North Carolina is silent. 1400 WLSE in Wallace, North Carolina, this license has been canceled and the call deleted. 1430 WRMG, Red Bay, Alabama has returned to the air. 1470 WTBL, Dunedin, Florida is silent. 1470 WBUL in Shepherdsville, Kentucky has gone silent again. We understand that station will be returning to the air with a new call. We'll have that information on the next edition. 1490 KBSR Laurel, Montana has returned to the air. 1520 WTRI Brunswick, Maryland is back on the air. Also on 1520 WDMN in Toledo, Ohio, this station, although licensed for full-time, is temporarily operating daytime only. Their nighttime transmitter site, this station has two separate sites, needs repair, and currently they're unable to fund the repair, so the station will remain daytime only for a period of time. 1600 WAXP in Warner Robins, Georgia. This station is now silent, although their expanded band station continues to operate. 1660 WMIB in Marco, Florida. This brand new X-band station is now on the air. And on 1680 WTTM in Trenton, New Jersey, another brand new X-band station on the air. That wraps it up for this month. 30 days approximately from now, you and I will meet on this same tape player again, and we'll have more stuff from the broadcast band. But right now, it's time to head to the Sunshine State. Here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks again, Jerry, and hello, everyone. Well, today we're going to finish our trip across the country with our radio dials glued to 1580. But, you know, before we get started today, I want to send a special thanks to Camille Petreca for her updates on the Central Connecticut station breaks that she sent down about a month ago. And thanks an awful lot, Camille. And, of course, to Carl Dabelstein, the very latest IDs from Phoenix. It really helps the collection out a great deal. And to son John S. Bowker for his work in capturing some IDs, some great ones out in Oregon. So thanks to everybody. But let's get back on the road before the red flag goes up, because last month we started out west and almost made it to the Mississippi River before Fred put the kibosh on it. And today, as we drive along Interstate 90 in southern Minnesota, we reach out, maybe a little too far, frankly, to pick up our last K call of this trip as we begin the July 1999 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Total radio means news, weather, sports, farm markets, and KDOM Windom.
KDOM.
Boy, we were a good 40 miles from Wyndham by the time the top of the hour rolled around that day, so... I tell you what, we'll commission Mark Durenberger. Mark, you'd only have to drive 170 miles to clean up that one for us sometime. Yes, indeed. But while we're waiting for good old Mark to do that, we'll politely move into W-land. And lo and behold, just before coming into the Milwaukee environs, we come upon Watertown, Wisconsin.
This is Pastor Bill Lincoln, inviting you to join us again for a moment of chocolate.
American country on WTTN Watertown, Oconomowoc.
68 degrees and mostly cloudy at WTTN. In the news this afternoon, last week's tornado warnings led to...
Oh boy, what do you say we take a day's drive now down to the southern quarter of Illinois?
This is WDQM AM and FM DuCoin, Illinois, with Pepsi, the choice of a new generation.
Yeah, I have many pleasant memories of this next town that we're going to hear from. It shares a row of stores with the town of Urbana, Illinois.
Soul, 1580 AM, WBCP, Champaign, Urbana.
Oh, boy. Well, the first time I heard this next ID, and that was, what, a good 15 to 20 years ago, I had trouble making it out. But that's, of course, before we had semi-decent portable recorders. So, see if you can make out this next station before I have to tell you what it is.
You've discovered pure gold.
Well, you know, that sounds very clear to me now. Of course, I've heard it so many times. That's WKKD in Aurora, Illinois. Right near Chicago, in fact.
Sharing the joy. Solid Gospel Radio, 1580 AM, WAMW, Washington, Cannelburg, Shoals.
USA Radio Network News, this is Kim Taylor.
Now, Washington is just a little bit north of Evansville, Indiana, still very much in the southern part of the state. And this next town we're going to hear from stirs a lot of excitement from many folks, I can tell you.
277-4141.
WHLY, South Bend.
A big hello to the great folks at BW Heating. Thanks for keeping Radio Hollywood tuned in.
That's right. Notre Dame University in South Bend, Indiana. We're going to stay in Indiana for this next one, too. It's not far from the Ohio border.
WCNB AM and FM, Connersville, Indiana. Time now for another WCNB Radio News Report. And now to the Communications Center.
Okay, we're going to stay on 1580. We're going to jump right over Ohio, twice, in fact. But first, we're going to land up in Michigan, just north of Lansing.
Right before 12 o'clock today. Right now, here's the latest from Toby Keith, called He Ain't Worth Missing. From the great voice of the Men's City, 1580 AM, WWSJ St. John.
And our next jump on 1580, it's going to take us all the way down to the state of Kentucky.
Stardust 1580, WBBE, Georgetown, Lexington.
The battle against another Vietnam. I'm Kimberly James on the Satellite News Network.
Well, okay, southward we go next. Thank you very much. Into Tennessee, the site of the 1995 NRC and DX Audio Service Convention.
1580 on your AM dial, WBMF, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Well, I certainly hope you're planning your summer right now to include a couple of days with us in West Virginia for the NRC DX Audio Service Convention this year. Fred Vobey's going to be setting up the infamous WNRC radio station. And, well, I'll put it this way. If you ever wanted to audition for big-time radio, well, what more can I say?
AM 1580, WZZJ, Pascagoula, Biloxi, Gulfport.
USA Radio Network News. Good day, I'm Ron Jenkins.
Okay, somehow our imagination has gotten us all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico in one big jump. So we'll go over to neighboring Alabama for this next one.
The new WOXR, Oxford, Anniston, Jacksonville.
I'm Tim Sullivan in the news this hour.
Now, note the hum level on this next network feed.
The program is the sole property of the United Broadcasting Network. WCCF, Punta Gorda.
News Radio 1580.
Shawnee County's only news talk radio station serving you around the clock.
From ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. We're live in Oklahoma City on a day of remembrance.
Punta Gorda is well in the southern part of Florida, on the Gulf Coast side, in fact. WCCF is absolutely silent right here in this house. I could turn up my radio day or night and you wouldn't hear a thing from them. Of course, we're right near Tampa.
Thursday night service at 7:30, Saturday night at 7:30, also the Jamaican Sunday service at 7:30. And right now, it's 9 o'clock at WSRF, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and the Bahamas. And right after this next song, we're going to check the latest weather facts. And I just want to praise the Lord and thank Him and magnify His name for everything He's been doing in my life and everything He's been doing in your life as well.
Now, I could have given you several cuts from SRF, all in French. I kept the one in English. But WSRF operates with full 5,000 watts at night, and that makes it the most powerful night operation on 1580 east of the Mississippi. Okay, as we head north into the Sunshine State further and venture a bit west of Tallahassee, we come upon one of those Indian city names it's impossible to spell or pronounce or anything else.
Glad you're with me.
Having a good time. Florida Radio Network News coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Powerhouse Radio, 1580 AM, WTCL, Chattahoochee, a service of Mets, Inc. A discussion of a boycott.
Bet you can't spell it, though.
News on Florida's Radio Network.
Okay, time to leave the friendly confines of the Sunshine State and head north into Georgia.
Now in our 24th year as the voice of Walton County, AM 1580 WKUN Monroe.
Mutual News. Transplant surgery is well underway on baseball legend Mickey Mantle.
And not far from Vidalia, Georgia, another lonesome station.
AM 1580 WKIG, Glenville.
Okay, we were just in Columbus, Georgia, about a month ago.
You're listening to WEAM Columbus, the gospel giant of the valley at 1580 on your AM radio dial. Our call letters are WEAM.
Okay, up we go into South Carolina at 1580 on the dial.
That's Life Source Christian Supply, Gateway Village Shopping Center, Traveler's Rest, across from George Coleman Ford. This is WDAB, your number one gospel station, Traveler's Rest, Greenville, South Carolina.
Now, this next recording shows how badly cut some of the recorded station breaks can really sound when you're on the air. The ID you are about to hear will be badly muffled. But then also, as you'll hear, the live announcer sounds pretty good. Except, listen to the way... Well, I shouldn't laugh. Excuse me. That's impolite. Listen to the way he pronounces the city name. The city is Orangeburg, South Carolina. Okay, here we go now.
WCJK is Inspiration 1580 AM, Orangeburg.
The time is 11 o'clock, and it's time now for Bishop Colton Riley, pastor of the Fellowship Temple, to tonight in Orangeburg. Now is Bishop Colton Riley, pastor of the Fellowship Temple, on Georgia Highway here in Orangeburg. Now Bishop Colton Riley.
I never heard Orangeburg in one syllable before, but... Anyway, here comes one of those IDs I enjoy so much because it really tells me how to pronounce the name of the city of license.
WUIV, Eichert, Lenore, Boone, a USA radio affiliate.
Yep, Eichert. I wouldn't have guessed right. I-C-A-R-D, by the way, North Carolina.
You're listening to Coastal Carolina's Christian Connection, WCPJ, Camp Lejeune, Jacksonville.
Anytime I can find an excuse in a new city to spend an hour or two in a nice, clear parking lot, I grab at it. And the best way to do that, I find, is I locate some fabric stores for Linda to shop in, and that's exactly what I did in Danville, Virginia.
W-I-L-A, Danville.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Faith Outreach Church Good News Broadcast with Pastor Dennis Williams.
From Southern Virginia into the Federal Triangle, and that's where I was standing in Washington, D.C. when I made this next recording.
3, 4, or more hours in a row, and it could be worth cash up to $100 a song. WPGC AM and FM, Morningside, Washington, D.C. 11 o'clock with Dr. Dave and Whitney.
I want to be
And we'll go next up into the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and we'll start out at the western edge of the state.
1580, having fun, WEBJ.
Well, okay. Let's go and see how much time we've got.
Well, it's time to remind you that you're tuned to WANB in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, 1580 on your dial, the voice of Greene County.
And this next station, well, let's see, it once used the call sign WHEX.
WHEX, Columbia.
Okay, but it turned out to be bad luck, I guess, so they changed to this.
This is WNZT Columbia. It's 12 noon. UPI Radio News is next, and more with Sonny Block.
Well, you see, now, everything was fine except the Sonny Block part. Because, if you'll recall, Sonny Block was convicted of some kind of illegal financial dealing, and that knocked that whole network out that was based right here in Brandon, Florida, about 20 miles from where I'm sitting. Oh, well. Let's move into New Jersey next.
All news, all talk, all the time. We are Radio 1580, WONZ, Hammonton. Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm John Belmont.
And 100 miles from New York City out on Long Island.
At 1580 in AM stereo, WLIN Patchogue is Long Island music and news.
Good morning, 58 degrees at 11 o'clock. This is WLIN News. I'm Ken Bouton.
Okay, Ken, and actually you have the last word today on the travelogue of the DX Audio Service, because here I am on Long Island, looking across Long Island Sound to the north, with all of New England stretched out in front of me. And there is not one single solitary radio station in any of the six New England states operating at 1580. In fact, you'd have to go all the way to Chicoutimi in northern Quebec to find a station at 1580 on the dial. And that one's moving to FM, as I understand it. Oh, well. So anyway, next month, we're going to start a whole new trip across these United States with our dials glued to 1590 kilohertz. And I'm delighted to say that station number one will indeed be in New England. In New Hampshire, actually. Not 5 miles from the home of our next star of the DX Audio Service, Bruce Conte. And speaking of that, here's Bruce now with the DX Digest.
Thank you, John, and hello, DXers. Welcome to the DX Digest. In this month's edition, it's the end of an era in radio broadcasting. More on that in just a moment. But first, an X band scan, a check at what's on the air across the expanded AM broadcast band, beginning at 1610 kilohertz, the only X band frequency where no broadcasters have officially signed on yet. 1610 here in New Hampshire has become a Traveler's Information Service Highway Advisory Radio graveyard, with stations in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Maine all heard. However, right now I have one of those talking house transmitters in the neighborhood, wiping out anything else on the frequency. I can't wait for someone to buy that house, although it will then likely reappear at another nearby property. Moving on to 1620 WHLY South Bend, Indiana, and KAZP Bellevue, Nebraska dominate the frequency. WHLY runs Nostalgia, including a live big band dance party every Saturday night. They call themselves Radio Hollywood. KAZP carries ESPN Radio.
It's Northern Indiana's number one AM station. 1620 Radio Hollywood.
WHLY over KAZP on 1620. Also on the frequency, WPHG Atmore, Alabama, with religion and gospel music. KSMH, Sacramento's Most Holy, from Auburn, California, on the Catholic Radio Network. And KYIZ, Renton, Washington, with R&B. There are presently three stations broadcasting at 1630, KCJJ, Iowa City, Iowa, KKWY, Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Mexico's first X-bander, XEUT, Tijuana, just south of the border from San Diego, California. KCJJ is the station being heard at my listening post with retro radio hits from the 80s.
You want the weather, call us. The KCJJ weatherline number is 834-1000.
All hits from 1630.
KCJJ over the Philadelphia Airport TIS and Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania HAR station. 1640 is another frequency where I have to deal with HAR interference from Pennsylvania on 1640. KDIA, Vallejo, California broadcasts classic R&B. KKJY, Lake Oswego, Oregon brings joy to the dial with religion and Christian music. And the station that's heard here also with Christian music is WKSH, Sussex, Wisconsin. Music from WKSH with interference from Pennsylvania Turnpike Highway Advisory Radio. On 1650, you may hear KGXL, Torrance, California in Spanish, KDNZ, Cedar Rapids, Iowa with talk radio, or WHKT, Portsmouth, Virginia with sports and talk. The Big Cat WHKT signs off at midnight Eastern Time, leaving KDNZ in the clear here.
This is the Big Cat. AM 1650 WHKT Portsmouth. WHKT now concludes its broadcast day. We thank you for joining us. Our station is owned and operated by the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation, serving the entire Hampton Roads area. If you've got questions or comments about programming on our station, please feel free to give us a call. Our phone number is area code 757-488-1010. Have a pleasant night.
And good evening. It's time now for the weather on TCNZ, the talk station. AM 1650, our forecast for the rest of tonight, calling for 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms during the evening hours.
Radio Unica's WWRU, Elizabeth, New Jersey, dominates 1660 in New England.
WWRU, Elizabeth, Radio Unica, 1660 AM, cubriendo toda el área metropolitana de Nueva York. Fin de semana con Radio Única, la cadena de todos los deportes. Este lunes a las 6 Pacífico, 8 Centro, 9 Este, con el tercer partido entre San Antonio y Nueva York en la serie final de la NBA. En exclusiva, en directo, vía satélite, este lunes. Radio Única. Noticias, cadena Radio Única.
El presidente Bill Clinton no da su brazo a torcer y dice desde Alemania que seguirá luchando para erradicar la violencia en las escuelas. No alcanza la ayuda del gobierno de México para los damnificados del terremoto. Y revisiones, ejercicio y evitar la carne pueden prevenir cáncer de colon. Noticias Cadena Radio Única. El Partido Fuerza Democrática.
Also on 1660, WMIB, Marco Island, Florida, WQSN, Kalamazoo, Michigan, and KXOL, Brigham City, Utah. At 1670, there are two stations on the air, WTDY, Madison, Wisconsin, and WRNC, Warner Robins, Georgia. WRNC carries Real Country, simulcast on WRNC FM 96.5. WJNZ, Ada, Michigan brings the urban contemporary sound to 1680, while WTTM, Princeton, New Jersey carries ESPN radio. WTTM, of course, being the dominant station here at 1680.
WTTM, Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA, the NHL. Get it all on one station. Sports Radio 1680, the home of ESPN.
Two stations presently fill the airwaves at 1690, WMDM, Lexington Park, Maryland, and KDDZ, Arvada, Colorado. WMDM is poorly operated during the early morning hours, often heard with dead air and ABC news feeds not meant to be broadcast directly. Often during the blocks of dead air, KDDZ can be heard through the open carrier with Radio Disney.
1-800-878-PLAY, Brody and Ross, 479.
AM 1690, WNDM AM, Lexington Park. From ABC News.
Andrew Fox, gun control, a political issue, and Republicans and Democrats are hammering at each other.
Finally, at the top of the dial, you might hear WRNU, Miami Springs, Florida, KBGG, Des Moines, Iowa, KQXX, Brownsville, Texas, or KTBK, Dallas, Texas. At 1700 kilohertz, WRNU is often the strongest here with Radio Unica over KBGG. WRNU heard over New York's JFK Airport TIS at 1700 kilohertz. And that's a listen across the X-band from New Hampshire. How about the X-band from other locations? It would be interesting to hear what you're hearing from 1610 to 1700. Send your X-band scan on cassette tape to me, Bruce Conti, at 46 Ridgefield Drive, Nashua, New Hampshire, 03062-1174. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of the program something about the end of an era. CBL Toronto at 7:40 signed off for good on June 19th, running the following repeating announcement on the last day of broadcasting.
Here's an important message for CBC Radio listeners. As of tonight, CBC Radio will no longer be available on 7:40 a.m. To receive CBC Radio programming, please tune your radio to 99.1 FM in the Greater Toronto Area. If you live in the Guelph, Kitchener, Waterloo area, tune to 89.1 FM. In London, tune to 93.5 FM. In the Owen Sound area, tune to 98.7 FM. If you live in the Wingham area, tune to 93.5 or 98.7 FM. In the Midland area, tune to 89.7 FM. If you live in the Orillia area, tune to 91.5 FM. In Southern Niagara, tune to 90.5 FM. If you have any reception problems, call 416-205-5949. Or you can call toll-free at 1-877-300-5548.
And then there was a final announcement before pulling the plug.
This is CBC Radio 1, broadcasting from the Hornby transmitter at 7:40 a.m. In the Toronto area, we will now move to 99.1 FM with additional frequencies throughout southern Ontario. This transmitter has served the community well since 1937 and has been at 7:40 a.m. since 1941. This is the end of an era in Canadian broadcasting history. Now, signing off from CBL. Adieu.
The end of an era. More next time on the DX Digest, 73 and good DX.
And baby, if you ever wonder just where I am today, I'm through with CBL at 7:40. It's 99.1 CBLA. That's 99.1.
In April 98, the CBC Broadcast Center in downtown Toronto was full of people. Visitors packed the 10-story atrium to celebrate the sign-on of the new FM transmitter at 99.1.
2, 1, here we go!
You are listening to CBLA, CBC Radio 1, broadcasting from our transmitter atop First Canadian Place in downtown Toronto. For those of you listening at home, we've just had fireworks here, pyrotechnics going on.
14 months later, no fireworks mark the shutdown of the AM transmitter. There's no open house, no souvenir t-shirts, just a small white building at the end of a dead-end road in Hornby, Ontario. When the CBC built this facility in 1937, there was little but farms and swamps out here, 20 miles west of downtown Toronto. Now Hornby is surrounded by suburban sprawl, the 401 superhighway, new housing projects, and power lines in all directions. All that development is cut into the range of a transmitter designed to cover all of southern Ontario. But inside the transmitter building, there's still work to be done. It's now Friday afternoon, June 18th, just a day and a half before CBL leaves the air for good. A half dozen CBC engineers are working on transmitter number one, one of four identical Continental 317s at the site. Two of them on the left side of the transmitter room serve CBL. The other two at the back are used for CJBC, the French service at 860. On the right side of the room, a rack of equipment serves both stations with studio transmitter links, audio processors, and modulation monitors. Overlooking the room is a glassed-in office and a viewing area behind a stainless steel rail. That's where visitors used to stand back when this site was new and something of a tourist attraction. Now the only visitors are the occasional radio buffs here to see a piece of Canadian radio history before it's too late.
Here's an important message for CBC radio listeners in the general Toronto area. CBC Radio will cease broadcasting on 7:40 a.m. as of June 19th.
The programming on 7:40 has been interrupted with that message since Monday. Now it's coming up on midnight Friday, the end of regular programs, and just 24 hours to go until the end of 7:40 itself.
CBC Radio.
As of tonight, CBC Radio will no longer be available on 7:40 a.m. To receive CBC Radio programming, please tune your radio to 99.1 FM in the Greater Toronto Area. If you live in the Guelph, Kitchener, Waterloo area, tune to 89.1 FM. In London, tune to 93.5 FM. In the Owen Sound area, tune to 98.7 FM. If you live in the Wingham area, tune to 93.5 or 98.7 FM. In the Midland area, tune to 89.7 FM. If you live in the Orillia area, tune to 91.5. In Southern Niagara, tune to 90.5 FM. If you have any reception problems, call 416-205-5949. Or you can call toll-free at 1-877-300-5548.
CBC engineers spent the end of their week in the war room downtown answering hundreds of phone calls from listeners about to lose 7:40. Now they're back at the transmitter with less than an hour to go before the end. Art Slade was an engineer here from 1956 to 1990. He's been picked to push the button.
So anyway, we'll do this
Just give me a cue.
Yeah, well, we still have a couple of minutes.
Downstairs in the emergency studio built in the fallout shelter, engineer Tom Holden waits with Philip Savage from the CBC's communications department. With just half an hour left to go, they've scratched out a script for the final seconds of CBL. But as the clock upstairs, the only remaining piece of equipment from 1937, counts down to midnight, they're stalling a bit.
You got 5 minutes.
Finally, the moment is at hand.
This is CBC Radio 1, broadcasting from the Hornby transmitter at 7:40 a.m. In the Toronto area, we will now move to 99.1 FM, with additional frequencies throughout southern Ontario. This transmitter has served the community well since 1937, and has been at 7:40 a.m. since 1941.
Upstairs, 10 engineers stand before transmitter 2.
This is the end of an era in Canadian broadcasting history.
Cameras click. Art Slade hits the high voltage button.
Now, signing off from CBL. Adieu.
And it's all over but the toasts. With champagne and beer, cold cuts, and a fruit plate. And in the office overlooking the transmitter room, engineer Roberto Visani filling out the last page of the CBL transmitter log. In another year or two, there will be programming again on 7:40 as a private broadcaster takes over the frequency. But for now, on the overnight drive back along the Niagara frontier, there's nothing but static. And for 63 years, the best in Canadian broadcasting held forth.
You're listening to CBC Radio 1, 7:40 in Toronto.
For the DX Audio Service, I'm Scott Feibusch in Rochester.
Play by play on the radio. Play by play.
Toronto,
He makes a one-handed catch against the bullpen. Oh, doctor.
And it was play by play on the radio. Play by play on the radio. Play by play. I saw it on the radio. Play by play. I saw it on the radio.
That's a drive. One run. In right field. And some lane. And they hit right field. The Tigers put it. Here comes K-9 to score. And it's all over.
Nigel swings and there's a long drive. Hit deep in the right field. Going way back, 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 back. He goes and you may kiss it goodbye. Over the roof for a home run.
Play by play. I saw.
Hello, friends. Ken Onischuk here in Joliet, back here on the sports department. And as I mentioned last time, 950 WIDB, 101 Sports is history. Now we hear...
This is WYTA, 820 AM Chicago, and WNTD, 950 AM Chicago, Radio Única, la que más escucha cada día.
Feliz fin de semana con Radio Única. Llegando a dos continentes y a toda la nación de costa a costa con una misma programación.
Currently, the 94.3 outlet runs only 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., so the only other station I got for at nighttime, perhaps, is 640 WMFN from suburban Grand Rapids out of Zeelan, which puts a pretty decent signal here during the day hours, and nighttime can hardly hear it, so I'm out at night, but I can listen to ESPN and WSCR to get the scores. To continue here, I got arena football information from Bob Peach here from GX News. The Albany Firebirds, 590 WROW with Ari Wolf. Arizona Rattlers out of Phoenix on 860 that's KMVP with Kevin Ray and Doug Plank. The Buffalo Destroyers on 930 WBEN. No information available on the Florida Bobcats. Grand Rapids, Michigan Rampage on 1340 WBBL. The Houston Thunder Bears on 950 KPRC. The Iowa Barnstormers out of Des Moines, flagship 1040 WHO with Jim Zabel and Gary Fletcher, and about six stations listed here. The Milwaukee Mustangs on 1290 WMCS. The Nashville, Tennessee Cats on 810 WMGC with Danny Petro and Kent Austin. The New England Seawolves, no information available on them. The New Jersey Red Dogs, no station, only the announcers, Joe Nolan and Scott Stanford. The Orlando Predators, no information. The Portland Forest Dragon up in Oregon on 1080 KOTK, hot talk there. That's the flagship. There's about six stations on the network with Bob Akamian and John Warren. The San Jose Sabercats on 1050 KTCT with Rich Waltz and Artie Gigantino, and the Tampa Bay Storm on 1250 WDAE. Okay, correction on the Oakland Athletics flagship, not 960, it's 910, KNEW with Bill King, Ken Cork, and Ray Fossey. That's out of the way. And current information from DX News, the latest announcers I have here, the Arizona Diamondbacks, in Spanish on 1480 KPHX in Phoenix and two-station network with Rene Boita and Enrique Lopez. The Baltimore Orioles on 1090 WBAL with Jim Hunter, Fred Manfra, and Chuck Thompson. The Boston Red Sox at 850 WEEI with Joe Castiglione and Jerry Trupiano. The Boston Red Sox in Spanish, based out of 1330 WRCA on a three-station network with Bobby Serrano, Hector Martinez, and the Carter Radio Network. The Chicago White Sox, based at 1000 WMVP with John Rooney and Ed Farmer. The Cincinnati Reds, based at 700 WLW with Marty Brenneman and Joe Nuxhall. Cleveland Indians, based at 1100 WTAM with Rick Manning. And that should be Tom Hamilton with him, too. Colorado Rockies, based at 850 KOA with Wayne Hagen, Jeff Kingery, Francisco Gomez, Antonio Guevara, and Spanish here. The Spanish station is 1150 KCUV. Kansas City Royals, based out of 980 KMBZ, with Denny Matthews and Ryan Lefebvre. The Florida Marlins, based out of 560 WQAM, with Joe Angel, Dave O'Brien. And in Spanish, should be 1140 WQBA, Felo Ramirez, Jesus Diaz. Houston Astros, in English, 740 KTRH. Los Angeles Dodgers, in English, 1150 KXTA. The Spanish, 1330 KWKW. And Minnesota Twins, 830 WCCO, with Herb Carneal, John Gordon, Burt Blylevin, and Paul Molitor. The Yankees, 770 WABC, with John Sterling and Michael Kay. Oakland A's, 960. Well, I still got... Broadcasting says KNEW, despite it's KABL, so listen out there and take your pick. And Pittsburgh, 1020 KDKA, Lanny Futari, Steve Blass, Greg Brown, and Bob Walk. San Francisco is 680 KNBR, with John Miller, Ted Robinson, Mike Rucco, Dwayne Kuiper, Lon Simmons, and Spanish... 1370 KZSF. I remember it used to be Keene used to do the games. Seattle Mariners, 710 Cairo, Dave Niehaus and Rick Riz there. And we'll be finishing up here. Texas Rangers, 1080 KLLD, Eric Nadel and Vince Contronio. Toronto Blue Jays on 1050 Chum. Tom Cheek and Jerry Howarth. And that about takes care of it. And for the DX Audio Service, Ken Honest Chuck reporting. 89
WLS. And now let's see if we can breeze through the information on the convention.
The 1999 National Lady Comm Annual Convention will be held September 3rd through the 6th. Happy Holly Inn in Bedford, West Virginia.
No, I don't think I want to time compress it to get it in the time remaining here on side one of the magazine. So let me just read a few of the salient points here on the convention. The 1999 National Radio Club Annual Convention will be held September 3rd through the 6th at the Holiday Inn in Bridgeport, West Virginia. That is located at 100 Lodgeville Road in Bridgeport, and the zip code is 26330. Now write this telephone number down. The hotel telephone number is area code 304-842-5411. Please call the hotel direct. Do not call the toll-free number or register through a travel agency or internet, as they may tell you that there's not any rooms available and you might have to stay at the hotel down the street. The room rate for the National Radio Club Convention is $70.85, including tax, for a room with two double beds, and there is no limit mentioned on how many can be in the room. Reservations must be made by August the 13th to guarantee this rate. Again, be sure to call the Bridgeport Holiday Inn direct at area code 304-842-5411 and not through the 800 number to get the special rate. Convention registration is $35 up till August the 1st, and this includes the Saturday banquet, Sunday breakfast, and all the soda, beer, snacks that you can eat and drink during the weekend. Please register by August 1st so we can be sure we have enough hotel rooms reserved. The convention registration after August the 1st is $40 per person. Your registration should include your name and the name of any guest and payment for each person for the convention. Make the checks payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to Mr. Bill Swiger, S-W-I-G-E-R, at 1 Casey Lane, Bridgeport, West Virginia, 26330. If you need to contact Bill for additional information, the best time to call is between noon and 9 p.m. weekdays at area code 304-842-4635. Auction items should also be sent to Bill at the same address. And keep in mind that the auction items and money that is raised on the auction help to go to defray the costs on the convention and to keep the club's expenses down. So any high-dollar auction items that you have would really help the club. Now here's your travel information. Travel by air. You can fly U.S. Air into Clarksburg and take a taxi from there to Bridgeport. Experienced travelers in and out of Bridgeport usually find it easy and less expensive to rent a car in Pittsburgh, 2 hours away, or Columbus, 3 hours away, and drive to Bridgeport. Travel by bus. Greyhound has daily service from Baltimore, Maryland, Charleston, North Carolina, Columbus, Ohio, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C. Travel by train. Unfortunately, train transportation to Bridgeport is not available. And again, this is very important. Please let Bill and Brenda Swigert know that you're coming by August the 1st because they have to give the Holiday Inn a pretty good count of the attendees for the convention. And as far as rooms go, first come, first serve. If you don't get a room at the convention hotel, there is another one down the street, but it is a little inconvenient to walk. And we hope to see you at the 1999 National Radio Club Convention in Bridgeport, West Virginia.
At the tone, please flip the tape to side 2.